raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day, ready for fun with Melly and Tammy. What's up, Tammy? Everything good?
Everything's good. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, everybody. For you, for those of you who are new, we are on installment number 4. I'm sorry, the final installment on End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. We are on the last prophet, and he's not actually a minor prophet, he's a major prophet, but I put him in there because I like him, and you're going to like him too. Yes, so Tammy has the study guide, I have the answer key, because I'm the teacher, okay? So for those of you who have not read the book, you can actually get it on Amazon, and also you can listen to it over on melissaredpill.com, melissaredpill.com. Okay, come on, little computer, do right. All right, there it is, melissaredpill.com, and you can get the audiobooks right here, and you can listen to me read it to you and how it's in my head. And I just love our minor prophets. Who loves the minor prophets? I'm so thankful. They were telling us about this day. They were telling us about the day back in the day, you know, 3,000 years ago. But they were also telling us about the day when we will ultimately destroy our enemies. No doubt about it. So we are on that last one, Isaiah. If you are new, definitely go and check out this page right here, End Times, right there. As soon as you click on it, it will show you all kinds of great information about End Times, the wonderful truth about End Times, not the scary kind. And then if you scroll down, you can watch the videos that we have done on this series, the group study on the Minor Prophets. This took 20 videos, whereas the End Times one, breaking down the Book of Revelation, took, I think, 26 or 30, I don't know, a bunch. So, but it's great because I hope you really have learned a lot. Have you guys learned a lot? I have. I just, every time I read it, I get more and more understanding, and also get more just convinced this is it. This is it. So don't forget, hit the like button, everybody. Hit the like right now so we can keep sharing this information and other people will see it. I really do appreciate it. Soon we're going to be starting one over on YouTube. We're going to be starting the End Time series over on there for the ones who weren't with us for 5 years. So now we're back over there. All right, so let's see. Here we are on the, I'm going to show you real super quick. Watch your eyes. I'm going to show you the table of contents for this book right here. This is where we are on chapter 15, Isaiah. I'm going to make it a little bit bigger, and then we're going to pray, and we're going to get started. But, I love me some Isaiah. Of all the books of the minor prophets or major prophets, I've probably quoted Isaiah more than anybody. But anyway, I've quoted a lot of them. And the funny thing is, before that, before the Great Awakening, I really never didn't really pay them a lot of attention. But now I realize they're our besties. They were our great friends. So, yeah, here we are on Isaiah. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, that you have all this written down for us. It's just like nuggets of gold everywhere to just that we could get to mine and to dig up the wonderful truth. And really, your word is more precious than silver or gold. It's better than anything because it really keeps our hearts filled with hope and joy and peace and just knowing that you love us and that you have a perfect plan and perfect timing. And we just completely trust you. And I thank you that you've given us that clear confidence throughout this entire battle and so that we didn't have to worry at all. And I know there's a lot of worrying and fear-mongering out there. I just thank you that you've kept us in perfect peace. And I just pray that you'll bring others over here so that they'll see how this is biblical and how it's just so good to trust in you. It's so good to trust in your word, to know your word, and to know that this is literally biblical. It's not just big. This is it. This is the end of our exile. This is the end of humanity's exile and the beginning of this golden age. We thank you and we love you and we praise you that you bought all of this for us, Lord. Mm-hmm. You did this for us because you love us and we just trust your plan completely. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. All right, girls and boys, you ready? I hope you did your homework. And again, that's what I really encourage you guys to do if you haven't done this already is to get the book, read the book, really soak it in. You can watch my videos on it, that type of thing. But then because I have videos on each of the minor prophets. But then we'll do the study and do the homework yourself. And then if you're going to go back and watch them. And then when you do, then you'll know if you really got it. That's the way learning does. And it really helps you to soak it in. Because talking with people, I see that sometimes they think they get it and then they don't get it. Right? That's just the way it is. You have to really soak it in for yourself, right? It's not enough for Melly to say it. You have to really, really, take it in. If you remember the chapter on the scroll, that he ate the scroll. Isn't that weird? And it kind of was, it tasted sweet in his mouth, but then was bitter in his tummy. He had to eat it. We eat the truth. I know that sounds weird, but that's the truth. We have to really soak it in. All right, here we go. And it's not enough for me to say it. I'll say it all day long. I don't have a problem with that. Everybody knows I don't have a problem. I'll speak the word constantly. But it's more important for you to spend that quiet time with you and the Lord, and he'll really, soak this into your heart. All right. Today, I'm going to probably read a lot more than I usually do. My lovely assistant, Tammy, is here. But because this chapter, we're not really going into Isaiah a lot. We're just basically reading these passages. So let me just tell you, Isaiah was the major prophet. It's like 66 books, I think, in the whole book of Isaiah, whereas the minor prophets have two or three chapters. And so it's much, it's a huge, that's why he's called a major prophet. And so huge, huge, huge book. And he's, of course, doing the same type of thing, talking about how, have been in exile. We've been under a punishment, or I don't like to use the word punishment. It's a disciplining, chastening, because punishment sometimes sounds like you're not, it's not for good, but it has been for good. And the Lord has been using it as to restore us. And he is, we're at the end of the book of Isaiah is the good part. So we're just really the good stuff where we are seeing how we're being finally set free and everyone's going to be happy and well. All right, so we're going to see, I'll get all the good stuff. We've had enough bad news. Anybody going to get an amen on that? All right, yeah. Yeah, so if you'll do this for me, and actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm probably going to read it in the NLT. In the book, we had to use the WEB version because that's a one that we could use for free, but I'm probably going to use the NLT because I really, really like it, and that's what I want to do. So that's what I'm going to do. All right, yeah. So read just that first sentence right there for us, Miss Tammy, please.
Okay, let me see here. It's kind of small.
Okay.
Let me see.
So the question.
Just a sec. Why am I?
Do you see the screen?
I apologize. Yeah, it's.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of small for you. Okay, I'll read it. Okay. Yeah. What are some of the traits? This is what we're looking for in this passage. What are some of the traits of the Lord's promised anointed one? And does the anointed one remind you of anyone current world leader? Okay, that's what we're looking for in this chapter right here, Isaiah chapter 45. All right, so I'm sorry, I don't know why this is not refreshing. All right, so now, Isaiah 45. This is what the Lord says to Cyrus, his anointed one, whose right hand he will empower. Before him, mighty kings will be paralyzed with fear. When you think of mighty kings, think of the cabal. Don't think of, you might think of Xi, whatever, but we understand that they're working together to stop the cabal. We always have to realize who is our enemy, and it's the cabal. It's the New World Order cabal, those who are, the ones who are really trying to control humanity. Okay? So before him, these mighty kings will be paralyzed with fear. That's what's happening. And I'll just say it. It's Trump. It's Trump. There's no doubt he is our modern day Cyrus. There's no doubt he's our modern day Cyrus. He is doing all these amazing things. So as I read this, then you can just think of how President Trump is doing all these things. Their fortress gates will be opened never to shut again. This is the fulfillment of this. The Lord is using President Trump to end the New World Order, to end the globalist elite banksters that have run humanity forever. This is what the Lord says. I will go before you, Cyrus, and level the mountains. I will smash down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. What this means is nobody else could ever do it. You know, and we're going to be doing a series on our history that I've just really loved. You're going to just love it. You're going to love it. And it really helped. It's very insightful, very eye-opening. But all of our past leaders, we've had some good leaders who knew the truth and were trying to fight the globalist banksters, but they were never successful, clearly, right? And so now, this is what's happening now. The Lord is using President Trump to smash down these gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron so that they are not able to stop us from winning. Isn't that awesome? So exciting. What a day. Okay, so then it says, I will give you treasures hidden in the darkness. How about that? Treasures hidden in the darkness, secret riches. I will do this so you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who the one who calls you by name. How awesome is that? These treasures have been hidden, but he is finding them. And, you know, yes, the gold. Yes, they've hidden the gold, but they were using all that gold that they had stolen. They were using it to do all their financial misdealings. Yes, and that gold is restored to each of the nations. At one point, it will be very obvious that each of the nations will have their gold back in their possession, and they will have their own sovereignty. But we're already seeing it with these tariffs that and all these trade deals, that each of the nations is being treated as an adult. And not as a serf, not as a colony of the crown, you know, but as a true sovereign nation. And so each one will have its own treasures that have been hidden, have been stolen, basically, and taken away. So each one will have their freedom. And so every country, not just America, every country is going to skyrocket in their finances. It's just going to be absolutely amazing. I will do this so you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, the one who calls you by name. And why have I called you for this work? Why did I call you by name when you did not know me? It's for the sake of Jacob, my servant, Israel, my chosen one. Of course, we always remember who is this talking about. Jacob and Israel are the righteous. They represent the righteous. It's not about bloodline. It's not about the people in the Middle East. It's not about that. It's about the righteous. It's about those who love the Lord. And so clearly that's what it's talking about. I'm not going to go into all that, but if you don't know about my series on the lost tribes of Israel, go and look at that series over on melissaredpill.com. And he said, I'm the Lord, there is no other. I've equipped you for battle, though you don't even know me. So all the world from east to west will know there is no other God. I am the Lord and there is no other. How about that? You know, by all accounts, most people would say that President Trump was not a man of faith. I would beg to differ, but by all accounts, they would say that he is, you know, just a brash billionaire, right? I would beg to differ. Clearly, he's proven himself to be such an amazing man of God. But anyway, so they he has definitely been equipped for this battle. And the Lord has equipped each of us also. But there's a special equipping, no doubt, in my opinion, for President Trump, because he has been able to do this that no one else has been able to do. That's just all there is to it. And they haven't been able to stop him. And it goes right back to Isaiah 45. Isn't that awesome? I'm the Lord, there's no other. I create the light. I make the darkness. I send good times and bad. I, the Lord, am the one who does these things. Open up, O heavens, and pour out your righteousness. Pour out your righteousness. Let the earth open wide so salvation and righteousness can spring up, sprout up together. This is what we're looking for. Look at that. The whole earth open wide. The whole earth open. So salvation. What is this talking about? You know, it's not about someone walking down an aisle in a church and shaking a hand. It's not, or even being baptized, except being baptized with the Spirit of the Lord, being filled with the Spirit of the Lord of truth and holiness. Let salvation, the saving of the world, saving of the world so that each nation is saved. Here's a perfect one. El Salvador. What a great name. Isn't that a great thing that the Lord used El Salvador, saved? You may not know, Salvador is saved. Salva, mm-hmm. Salvador. It is this, they were saved, and you look at the difference because it was a crime-ridden hellhole. And then when righteousness and salvation sprouted up together, now it's a wonderful place. It's absolutely wonderful. Isn't that cool? So I want you to see that. This is going to happen in every nation all over the entire world. Isn't that awesome? All right, so they will sprout up together. I, the Lord, created them. What sorrow awaits those who argue with their creator? Does a clay pot argue with its maker? Does the clay dispute with the one who shapes it, saying, stop what you're doing. You're doing it wrong. Does the pot exclaim, how clumsy can you be? How terrible would it be? Let me back up. So on the clay pot, does a clay pot talk to its maker? Of course not. And it's the same silliness if we do that with the Lord and say, we don't trust your plan or your timing on any of this, right? So let's not be silly. He knows the best way to do this. And so, yeah, we got ourselves in a tangle. We got, you know, our ancestors got themselves in a tangle, as we've been reading in this book of all the minor prophets, that they got themselves in a tangle with disobeying the Lord and got really worshiping Satan. They went on Satan's side. And then they're like, oh no, you know, now we're stuck. Well, because it got worse and worse and worse. And just like we've seen these cities getting worse and worse and worse. And then the Lord says, okay, I'm going to rescue you, but this is how it's going to have to be. And so we can't tell him how it... If he's saving us, he knows the way to do it. And then what if how terrible it would be if a newborn baby said to its father, why was I born? Or if it said to its mother, why did you make me this way? This is what the Lord says, the Holy One of Israel and your creator. Do you question what I do for my children? Do you give me orders about the works of my hands? I'm the one who made the earth and created the people to live in it. With my hands, I stretched out the heavens. All the stars are at my command. You telling me what to do? In other words, I love Isaiah 45. I love that. I love how the Lord's like, are you kidding me? And it goes back to that passage we talked about, that for whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God's dealing with you as with sons. For what son is there whom the Father does not chasten? That's Hebrews 12, 6 and 7. He's chastening humanity. He's had to discipline humanity, and some people might not like it, don't like the way he's chastening, but that's, you know, he's the one who's in control. He's put the stars in the heavens. So, hello, he knows better than any of us. He knows better than any of us on the timing of how this should work. Amen? All right. Amen, Nisi. Don't question the Lord. He knows. And I mean, he's so gracious. He's happy to have this conversation with us, but we always have to remember our place, right? I'll raise up Cyrus to fulfill my righteous purpose. I'll guide his actions. He'll restore my city and free my captive people without seeking a reward. Who does that sound like? Who does that sound like? That's our wonderful President Trump. He's not only restoring the city. Think of the city of peace. Think of the city of God's people all over the world, whether in China or Venezuela or you name it. He's restoring the city and freeing the captive people. There you go. Without seeking a reward. He hasn't taken one nickel. All of his paychecks he just gives right back without seeking a reward. He's doing it because it's just amazing. I, the Lord of Heaven's armies, have spoken. Okay, so I think with that, all that I had in that chapter, I think that was everything. Yeah. It was just through 13.
I have Bible Gateway open too now to NIV.
Okay. Okay. So that's easier for you to read. Okay. All right. So All right. So yeah, I do actually have the rest of it. Okay. This is what the Lord says. You will rule the Egyptians, the Ethiopians, the Sabaeans. They will come to you with all their merchandise. It will be all yours. They'll follow you as prisoners in chains. They'll fall to their knees in front of you and say, God is with you. He's the only God. There's no other. They're recognizing, you know, and they thought there's no way they could lose. And they are realizing that clearly God is with us and God is saving us. Imagine if you were on the bad guy's side. They realize that this is it for them, that they lose. And it's because, you know, they thought that the Lord was either, I think they thought he was incapable and that Satan was more powerful because of the evil things that Satan does. And they thought wrong. They thought wrong. And they're going to fall on their knees and say, God is with you. They're going to have to, it's talking about the evildoers. They're like, yep, you were the winner. You were the winners and we're the losers. Truly, O God of Israel, our Savior, you work in mysterious ways. All craftsmen who make idols will be humiliated. I used to think of this like, what is this idol? What is this little wooden idol? He's not talking about that. It's a picture of that they worship Satan. Okay? Whenever it's talked about idols, remember it's talking about that they worship Satan. He says, those who make these idols, who worship Satan, will be humiliated. They'll be disgraced together. But the Lord will save the people of Israel with eternal salvation. Throughout ages and everlasting ages, they will never again be humiliated or disgraced. So the honest truth is we have been humiliated. We have been disgraced. They've done so many things to us to impoverish us, to make us sick, we don't have to go into all the things that they've done to harm us. All the people who, you know, honestly, the ones who've, even this transgender thing is a humiliation, that they have wrecked people's hormones so much that they don't know whether they're a girl or a boy, right? So this has been such humiliation and disgrace, but never again. Praise the Lord. For the Lord is God. He created the heavens and the earth and put everything in place. He made the world to be lived in, not to be a place of empty chaos. I don't really think that's the exact proper, I mean, that's not a grace translation. It's not to be a place of hell. Hell is basically chaos. Okay? Think of it like, he didn't create it to be a hellhole. How many times did President Trump call these countries a hellhole? Because he's saying that it's basically the demons have taken over, is what he's saying. Right? That's what he's trying to say in his funny, amazing way. the Lord has not made this earth to be run by demons. He's made the earth to be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. Amen. I'm the Lord and there is no other. I publicly proclaim bold promises. I don't whisper obscurities in some dark corner. I would not have told the people of Israel to seek me if I couldn't be found. I, the Lord, speak only what is true and declare what is right. Isn't that awesome? Bold promises. And that reminds me of my new book, The Golden Age. Have you guys gotten your book yet? I hope you guys are reading it and you're loving it as much as I love it. All the promises of our future. We're going to talk about that here in just a little bit, but basically just the health and the wealth, the life extension, the peace, the just all the things that are going to happen, the unity, just everything that's going to happen all over the world. It's all there in His Word, all these bold promises. I really didn't even write the book. The Lord wrote it, and I'm just pointing it out. Like, what did the Lord say? What are His amazing promises that He has in His Word? So, yeah, go and check that out over on, you'll have to search it, probably Red Pill the World, and you can find all my books there. Anyway, gather together and come, you fugitives from surrounding nations. What's a fugitive? It's someone who's been held hostage and they've escaped. The escapees. We've escaped the matrix. We've escaped the doom of these evildoers. We're out. We're out of it. There are a lot of people who are still in the matrix, but we have escaped. Gather together, you escapees from surrounding nations. All the have escaped the demonic hell holes. What fools they are who carry around these wooden idols, these demon worshipers. They pray to gods that cannot save. Clearly, the demons are not able to save them in this day. Love it. Let's laugh at them and laugh at them and laugh at them and mock them to scorn. They, how foolish. What fools. These people built their house on the sand, right? Just saw literally on the TV the other day, I think I posted it on social media. If you guys aren't familiar, go to my Melissa Red Pill, you can follow on my social media. And it was about this sand that they're trying to save, this house that's built on the sand. I'm like, it's pointless. You can't save this house that's built on the sand. Then what did you not understand when Jesus said, don't build your house on the sand? These demon worshipers built their house on the sand. You fools. You've had wealth. But don't you know, as soon as you close your eyes in death, you go face judgment. And now they all lose. It's been one after another, after another, after another. But now the whole thing is getting wiped out. Praise the Lord. What fools they were. Consult, argue your case, get together and decide what to say. Who made these things known so long ago? What idol ever told you they would happen? Whatever idol told you that any of the, they can't. They might know the future because they know like in God what God has written in His Word, just like we do. But they can't set these things in motion. They can't control any of these things. And as I've shown you many times, this is this wonderful sign in the heavens on the front page of melissaredpill.com. The Lord put this sign in the heavens and assures the world as soon as this sign happens, September 23rd, 2017, called the sign of the Son of Man, or the woman in labor, we started to wake up and no one can stop it. Nothing can stop what is coming. All right. Whatever idol ever told you that would happen? What other idol put stars in the heavens and had them in motion and had something happen exactly according? Can't do it. They can't do it. Only the Lord does that. What was it not I, the Lord? For there's no other God but me, a righteous God and Savior. There's none but me. Let all the world look to me for salvation. For I am God. There's no other. Look to me, Gaza. Look to me, Venezuela. Look to me, China, all these countries. Look to the Lord, and He is saving each one. It's really a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to watch. Each country is being saved. A righteous God and Savior, there's none but me. Let all the world look to me for salvation, for I'm God. There's no other. I've sworn by my own name. I've spoken the truth. I will never go back on my word. Every knee will bend to me. Every tongue will declare allegiance to me. The people will declare the Lord is the source of my righteousness and strength. All who are angry with Him will come to Him and be ashamed. Not us. We haven't been angry with the Lord. Nope, we have not been angry with Him. We've been trusting Him the whole time, saying, Lord, we trust You. We trust Your timing. In the Lord, all the generations of Israel will be justified. In Him, they will boast. It might be saying in that passage, they'll be justified. Justified is a biblical word that means that you'll be made righteous. You will be made righteous, everyone. And it talks about that. I have a chapter on that, the golden age of righteousness. It says everyone will know the Lord. Everyone will be righteous. In the whole world, can you imagine? The evildoers will be gone and everyone will be righteous. How awesome is that? Who likes Isaiah 45? Isn't that great? I know. Isn't it just like a Trump rally? Oh, we got you all spun up. I'm glad. Yay, I'm so glad you like it, H. Clay. I do. I love that. Isaiah 45. We're probably going to have to take 2 weeks on this one. I thought we could do it in one. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's okay. That's okay. So we'll just have to be a little bit delayed on that. All right, so y'all, how did you like Isaiah 45? So clearly, the Lord has placed President Trump as our Cyrus of this day. And there's just no doubt about it. And the Lord is using him to save the world. All right. So now, what is our next question number on chapter 60?
Okay. Question 2, Isaiah 61 through 22 is pointing us to our brilliant future. Check out the wonderful promises in this chapter and list your favorites.
All right. Yes. Okay. So did somebody, you guys can put in the chat while we're doing this, you can write down some of your favorites from Isaiah chapter 60. Oh, I love this too. This is, okay, so it's the future glory for Jerusalem. Think of not the Middle East, think of Jerusalem as the city of God. All of God's people, wherever you live, that you are his city. City is about people. It's not about dirt. Right? It's not about a particular location on a map. It's the people of God. Arise, people of God. Arise, Jerusalem. Let your light shine for all to see. For the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Again, if you look back at the whole book of Isaiah and you're like, oh, all this that we're going through, and we're going through all this punishment, and we're going through all this, you know, being scattered and all this, it is, and being corrected, and it's just been, too much. But then finally, in Isaiah 60, the Lord's light rises to shine on you. Isn't that awesome? This is what we've experienced. Each of you, and yes, you were walking with the Lord before, and there are a lot of people who are walking with the Lord now who are still confused about what's going on. They don't understand what's going on, big picture. And so, you know, but the Lord's light shined on us so that we're like, now we see what the Lord is doing. Now we see, you know, he's saving humanity, and it's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful light, and you can't see in the dark. These poor people who are still in the dark, and they thought that, oh, I need to take the jab. You know, they're in the dark. They're in the dark. Or these people don't understand, you know, what's really going on with, you name it, right? And so it's just so nice to have the light, so that we can see what's going on. His light is shining on us. And it really does fill us with so much hope instead of confusion. Not to say that everything, and there's still some things that are just kind of confusing, but it's just this overarching understanding, which is so great. His light is shining on us. Darkness is black as night covers all the nations of the earth, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All the nations will come to your light, and mighty kings will come to see your radiance. Isn't that beautiful? It's because of the light of the truth, the light of the golden age, the light of what God has promised in his word, and that we are the blessed of the Lord who enter into his kingdom. Isn't that awesome? Look and see, for everyone is coming home. Your sons are coming from distant lands. Your little daughters will be carried home. Your eyes will shine and your heart will thrill with joy. For merchants from all around the world will come to you. They will bring you the wealth of many lands. Let's first talk about the sons and daughters. The sons and daughters are coming back from distant lands. You might think, well, my son or daughter has not been in a distant land. Well, maybe not, but maybe they have been, because they've been so duped. Because they've been so brainwashed into thinking that you were their enemy. Remember how Jesus said that some people are going to say the father against the son, the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law. I mean, there's been so much of confusion, and they've been misled to thinking that, oh, those people are conspiracy theorists, or they're, you know, your enemy even. I even saw one the other day of this girl who was saying that she was just so, this is awful, but she was saying she was so happy that realizing that her parents were so unhappy about Mom Donnie being elected. So I'm like, really? Really? You know, she was so brainwashed. She was happy that her parents were unhappy. It's been a big problem. And it's all, I don't blame her. She's just brainwashed. person. You know, she's just brainwashed. And so, you know, one day everyone will come home. Everyone will come home to each other. Okay, so just everybody hang on tight, because you might have experienced some of that, and your eyes will shine and your heart will thrill with joy. What does that mean for your eyes to shine? If you've ever seen, like, on the little cartoons, and when someone gets really happy and their eyes start to shine, they're glistening because they're about to cry because they're so happy. That's what it's talking about. Your eyes will start to shine and your heart will thrill with joy for merchants from around the world. Okay. And then also, the next thing it talks about is the merchants from around the world will come to you, again, bringing your children back. You know, the merchants have been basically our slave masters, right? They'll bring you the wealth of many nations, of many lands. Vast caravans of camels will converge on you. The camels of Midian and Ephah, the people of Sheba, will bring gold and frankincense and will come worshiping the Lord. So all this wealth coming back to us, all this wealth being restored to us from all over. Now it says gold, and it also says frankincense. Hang on real quick. Let me see if I can fix something real quick. I don't know if I can fix it. Hang on. Let's see. Okay. Anyway, I'm trying to figure out how to get this to do right. I'm waving my hand. It's not working. Anyway. All right. So, all right. So that it says that the gold and frankincense. Now, I just find that very interesting, because one of the things that's very interesting about that is that, remember, what did they bring with to the Lord Jesus when he was born? Was gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, myrrh is for a burial. They recognized that he came to die, and they were giving him myrrh as recognizing and showing him respect that he was coming to die for humanity. But it says gold on this one. They're bringing gold and frankincense, but no myrrh. There's no myrrh. We're not dying. In other words, we're not dying. We're having gold and frankincense. Now, what is frankincense? We use frankincense for healing. So the wealth and the healing. They'll bring us the wealth and healing is basically what it's saying. Yay, amen, and come worshiping the Lord. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I just said yay.
Yay, yay. And they'll bring gold and they'll come worshiping the Lord. People, whoever's left on this earth, who has not been removed for evil, either cast into the abyss, wherever that is, everybody else will worship the Lord. And I have a chapter on that in the book, The Golden Age, also, that everyone will know the Lord, everyone will worship the Lord. And they'll come worshiping the Lord. Of the flocks of Kedar will come to you, and rams of Nebaioth will be brought for my altars. The rams of Nebaioth is like Ishmael's family. And so, yeah, but basically it's people all over the world. It's not just those who have been considered in God's family. It's all the righteous all over the world. Whatever brand, whatever flavor they have been, if they've been righteous, the Lord knows who are righteous. And if you remember this, when our Lord Jesus was in his first advent, he would go and he would meet with people who were outside of Israel. And at one point he says, I only came for the lost sheep of Israel. And that's what he meant was his first mission was to really focus on Israel. He was not supposed to venture out, but he would reach people. Oh, and it made them so mad when he says, well, these people were more righteous. Oh, that just made the people of Israel so mad. The leaders were evil, right? It's just basically, the people were brainwashed. The leaders were evil in Israel, but he would sometimes talk about, you know, he would talk about the woman who, I know I'm getting off the subject a little bit, but it's important that, you know, like the woman of who had great faith. Here's the great what was he called? He was the Roman centurion who had such great faith that he had not seen in all of Israel. He was not an Israelite. Also, the woman who's the widow of Nain. Remember how our Lord Jesus talked about her? He says she had such great faith, and she was not even from Israel, right? So that's what he's talking about here when he's saying the flocks of Kedar will be given to you, the rams of Nebaioth. It's talking about people outside of what you would normally think of as Christendom. It's he, because he's able to delineate what is true faith. Okay, I will accept their offerings. I'll accept their offerings, and I will make my temple glorious. His temple will be glorious, not because of people, you know, he's keeping out. His temple is glorious because it's so inclusive. Everybody, everyone come in. I want everyone go into the highways and the byways and have everyone come in and have this huge party, right? And, you know, yes, there are some who are left out. The dogs, the idol worshipers, they're pushed out. They're kept out. But only the evildoers are kept out. Only the Satan worshipers are kept out. Okay? All right. So then it says, what do I see flying like clouds to Israel, like doves to their nest? Isn't that a beautiful picture? They're ships from the ends of the earth. They're from lands that trust in me, led by the great ships of Tarshish. They are bringing the people of Israel home from far away, carrying their silver and their gold. Again, what is more precious to us than anything is, yes, silver and gold is good. We all need some silver and gold, but what's more important is all of our people, right? And that's, again, another chapter in the Golden Age. It's this amazing unity. And all these verses that talk about how this great unity will have. Everyone being brought back home. I probably need to add this one, this chapter, this verse right here in the unity chapter. I mean, I would have to write just like a whole Bible if I do that. But it's really, if you look, you'll see it's everywhere. If you just have the eyes to see it. So, all right. Anyway, so then it says in verse 10, it says, again, you're looking for the brilliant promises, and write down some of your favorites. So what are some of your favorites so far? I'm sure it's going to be just the restoration of our family members, right? Probably of all the things, that's probably the one that's the one looking forward to the most. All right, foreigners will come to rebuild your towns. And their kings will serve you. For though I have destroyed you in my anger, now I will now have mercy on you through my grace. Again, when it talks about why was he destroying us, it's because he was chastening, he was disciplining humanity because we were in a serious, we couldn't continue worshiping Satan, right? Our forefathers couldn't. All right, so your gates will stay open day and night to receive the wealth of many lands. You can't even collect it all during the day. You got to have it open in the night to collect all this this wealth. The kings of the world will be led as captives in a victory procession. Who is this talking about? This is talking about the Soroses, the Clintons, the Rothschilds, the Gates. All of these will be led in a victory procession as captives. I love this passage. This is what we're going to see these people brought before, you know, victory procession. That's why, you know, when I hear words about, oh, you know, Hillary's already been, you know, executed, this verse makes me think maybe not, because we need to see them put before an open shame and brought before a victory procession. These people, look at what they did. All these people. I just see it in my mind. Don't you guys? All these people in a picture of all these evildoers, and we're all looking at them and saying, these are the ones who caused all this havoc on the world, all the suffering of all of humanity. It's this group right here. All these people. They did all this. And that we'll all say, out with them. And now we can have peace on earth. Okay? For the nations that refuse to serve you will be destroyed. Again, nations is really talking about evildoers. The evildoers that refuse to serve you will be destroyed. The glory of Lebanon will be yours. And the forests of cypress and fir and pine to beautify my sanctuary. My temple will be glorious. In other words, all the people who will worship the Lord. It's not about a building. Yes, we'll have beautiful buildings. I talk about that in the book too. But it's not about a beautiful building. It's about that the temple of God, all of God's people, rejoicing, having everything that they need, unified, brought together. Beautiful. The descendants of your tormentors will come and bow before you. They will those who despise you will kiss your feet. They'll call you the city of the Lord and Zion of the Holy One of God, of Israel. You are the true Israelites. You are the true Israel of God. They're going to have to say, we took the name of the Lord in vain. We use that his name for evil purposes, but you're the true Israel. Y'all see what I'm saying? It's everywhere. They will call you the city of the Lord. You are Jerusalem. You are the city of the Holy One of Israel. I'm not saying that there aren't some righteous in Jerusalem and Israel. I'm not saying that. I'm just, what he's saying is, it's not about location. It's about who are the righteous, who are the evildoers. Okay. Though you were once despised and hated and no one traveling through you, I will make you beautiful forever, a joy to all generations. Powerful kings and mighty nations will satisfy your every need. As though you were a child nursing at the breast of a queen, you will know at last that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel. What's this talking about? What is nursing at the breast of a queen? What is that? You know, it's, imagine as if you're a baby and you have the queen is your mother. Do you have a care in the world? Do you have one worry? Not one. You're going to have everything and more, just anything in the world you ever need and want. This is what it's talking about. This is where we're headed, you guys. You will have everything in the world you ever could needed, wanted, and not have to worry. Not have to, oh, how am I going to cover this bill? And how am I going to take care of that issue? You'll be royalty. This is what it's talking about. This is what it's talking about. This is where we're headed. It's going to be so amazing. As though you were a child of a child nursing at the breast of a queen, you'll know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel. We really, you know, can't even imagine. He puts this down, but we've been under such duress for so long, it's hard for us to imagine that this would happen. But that's what the Bible says. I believe it. Anybody else here believe God's word? I know Tammy does. And it's all throughout God's word, these promises. As it said earlier, I think in Isaiah 45, I make bold promises. And yes, he does. If he can put the stars in the heavens, as he said, he can certainly keep all these bold promises. And that's what we're seeing happening, you guys. We're seeing his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Eye has not seen and ear has not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. We really can't even imagine. I'll exchange your bronze for gold, your iron for silver, your wood for bronze, your stone for iron. You know, you're not going to use the mundane things anymore. You're going to have the best. You're going to have the best. You know, and I'm I don't know about you, because I've had the tendency to kind of like, oh, this will make do. I'll just use this thing. But in the future, we won't have to do that. We'll be able to get the best. And the honest truth is it'll actually last instead of breaking down. And I'll make peace your leader and righteousness your ruler. Amen. Amen. I talk about that in the book. Righteousness, the golden age of righteousness. Everyone righteous. You can ride on a subway and not have to worry, not look over your shoulder. Everyone will be righteous. You can leave your wallet out, not have to worry. No scammers. How about that? I'll make all peace your leader. No more of this mayhem. It's all been the demonic mayhem. It'll be over. Everyone will be righteous. Violence will disappear from your land. The desolation and destruction of war will end. Praise the Lord. We got one more left. One left. That's it. This war in Ukraine is the last one. And it's really, they said that they had one more stronghold. And that's it. So, wars will cease to the ends of the earth. Amen. Salvation will surround you like city walls, and praise will be on the lips of all who enter there. Imagine that. No more complaining. Maybe that's my favorite part of the new, the golden age, is no more of complaining. And, you know, and I know we've had things to complain about. I understand. We've had. But no more. Just praise. Just, isn't this a great day? Isn't this a beautiful day? That's all. It's just going to be, we can't even imagine. It's going to be beautiful. No longer will you need the sun to shine by day or the moon to give its light by night. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and God will be your glory. The sun will never set. Your moon will never go down. And I think this is really more literary talk than, because this chapter is clearly talking about the millennial kingdom. This is not talking about heaven in this passage, in this chapter. So I think this literary talk of just that there's just, you will not have, it will never fade. It'll always be bright. It'll always be bright golden. That's why, like on my book, you know, I made it like this. It was a sunshine. It's just bright, bright brilliance, and the sun just shining brighter. If you remember, in my other books, I have the sun is just peeking over the horizon, right? It's just starting. We're just starting to see the light, and we're coming across the mountains, we're coming to save the day on our horses, right? But now it's going to be golden bright light that we just, yeah, we'll never go dark again. Praise the Lord. From dark to light. Amen. The Lord will be your everlasting light. Your days of mourning will come to an end. All their people will be righteous. They will possess their land forever. No one will come and try to take your stuff, confiscatory taxes anymore. I'll plant them there with my own hands in order to bring myself glory. The smallest family will become 1,000. You might think, well, I'm just a little tiny family. You'll be 1,000. The tiniest group will become a mighty nation. At that time, I, the Lord, will make it happen. All right, here it is. We're already 50 minutes in, and I only got through 2. Okay, we're going to have to do this in another time. But I don't want to rush. I'm already feel like I'm going fast. All right. Yeah. Okay, so Tammy says it's okay. Okay. Okay, yeah, Tammy, that's what we're going to do.
There's a lot of good stuff. I love that you're reading the NLT. So,
yeah, I like the NLT. Yeah. Yeah, I wish we could have used the NLT in the book, but yeah, this is really good. So we may have to do two more times, but that's okay. That I just think that you guys love it as much as I do, and we need a heaping helping of all this good news. The minor prophets and the major prophets, you know, when you get to the end of their books, they always give you the good news. Remember on Amos, I said, let's read the end first, you know, because we want to get the good news. And that's where we are on the timeline of history. It's very, very exciting. All right. So, yeah, this, like I said, this is the chapter. This is the golden age. Here's all the contents of that, all that we have to look forward to, the truth, the justice, the peace, the health, the safety, the knowledge. The new life for everyone, abundance, joy, unity, beauty, entertainment, righteousness, freedom, and Christ as our King. I have all the verses about how he's going to dwell among us. Very, very exciting. Everyone's going to know him from the least to the greatest. All right, so and then here is where you can get the book, The Golden Age. And so, yeah. Right. Okay. Sorry about that. You guys, just give me just a 1 minute. There we go. There it is. That's the one right there. I'll pop that into the chat. It's the Kindle is $2.99 if you wanted to get that and get some good news. So I'll pop that in right there. I know Songbird will take care of it. Bam. And then here is where you can see all the other books. That's not it. That's not it. All right, so let me go right here. If you just go to Red Pill the World, you will see all of the books and be encouraged. If you guys are new, I think most of you guys have already read these books. So, yeah, you can find them over on about End Times and then Major Clues for Minor Prophets. That's the one I was just talking about there. That is the study guide that we've been doing. And if this is your first time to get into this, you're like, what have I missed? Well, you gotta go back and read them because they're really, really good. Don't miss out on this. It's too good to miss to find out about what the minor prophets told us. And let's see, what else do I have for you? Okay, that was something else. Oh, and go and check out Tom Renz and I got together yesterday. I don't know why my screen is just wanting to be. I have to refresh everything. He and I got together and we did this video right here, Trump Genius. Go and check that out. I will share a link of that for you guys. But where he was, I got to ask him. I'm so thankful. I'm glad to be good friends with Tom because he helps us to look at these things from a legal standpoint. I think you'll really like looking at the tariffs, the filibusters, Ozempic, and actually parental rights. There's his interesting take on that. So definitely check into that. Definitely go and check out my Melissa Red Pill account if you are not already over there. Definitely check into that. Why am all my screens are not right? I don't know. Here it is, Melissa Red Pill over on X. And so yeah, definitely check into that and join with me over there if you possibly can. And always please help to push these things out. It really, really helps a lot. And so, because everyone needs to know this wonderful truth. Here's my X account right there. I put it all in the chat. And so it's going to also be in the comment section. All right. I think that's everything. Is there anything else, Miss Tammy, before we pray?
Oh, we're good.
Okay. All right. All right. So I will, yeah, watch on my social media. I will let you know what is our next plan for number two. Silly me thinking that we could finish it in in one day. What a silly, silly person I am. But it's too good. I don't want to go too fast. Oh, you got your book, Marge, mostly? I'm so glad. Yay. You got the golden age. I hope you love it. I just hope that it really encourages you and your husband. Say hey to your husband. He actually had treatment from Prescribing Life, and he's doing amazing. I'm so excited with the future of health. I know that we're all the things on my health page. Go to freedomforce.live/health, and you will see we've got, this is the future of our health. We're starting the golden age now. We're doing it now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful, bright future that you have for us. We have so many wonderful things to look forward to. We just feel like we should just pinch ourselves. We're just so thankful that you have awakened us, and your light has shined on us, and you've helped us to see what's going on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, that you continually shine this light of truth on us and your grace on us, and that you have all these wonderful things in your word for us so that we just are so encouraged and excited about our future. And thank you for the golden age, Lord Jesus. Like I was saying before, thank you that you bought all this for us. We couldn't have any of this except that you bought it for us with your own blood, and that only you couldn't buy it with silver. You couldn't buy it with gold. You had to buy it with your own precious life that you laid down for us, so that we could enter into your kingdom prepared for us from before the foundation of the world. Thank you, Lord. And I just, again, pray for everyone on here, everyone who's watching, that just continue to bless them and strengthen them, continue to guide them, help them to know that you are right beside them, and that you will lead them every step of the way in this beautiful golden age, and that we'll all be restored one day, very soon. Very excited. Thank you so much, Lord. And thank you again for President Trump, and just continue to lead him and protect him and to guide him, as well as all those who are fighting so hard. And we pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys. Oh, yeah. Did you have something else you wanted to say? Is there something else? Did I forget something? Okay, because I'm big on forgetting stuff. Can't tame me to always trust to keep me on the track. Actually, you know what? We'll play our quick song, and we'll get out of here. We'll jet out. All right, guys. All right. Uh-oh. Don't know what I did exactly. Don't know exactly what I did, but it's okay. Can you see? I don't know what I'm on the screen at all, but anyway, that's okay. I love you guys, and I will talk to you later.
Through and along its walls, they enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.